Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President-elect Joe Biden has pledged to get the U.S. back into the Paris Climate Accord and back at the forefront of the global response to climate change. Well, the person he's chosen to promote the U.S.'s environmental priorities on the world stage, former Secretary of State John Kerry, tells NPR he's talking to energy companies.
We have to wait till January 20th before we engage substantively promoting any policy. But I'm listening to what their needs are, so I can, and how they view the world, so I can begin to understand better what the possibilities may be once the president is sworn in on January 20th.
As the incoming presidential envoy on climate, Kerry says the world will need greater cooperation from China, which, like the U.S., is among its top polluters. The Chinese government has been a frequent target of President Trump over intellectual property theft, trade, and the origins of the coronavirus pandemic. New York State announced today it will divest its $226 billion pension fund from fossil fuels. More from NPR's Sally Herships.
New York State Comptroller Thomas P. DiNapoli says New York State's Common Retirement Fund has an ambitious goal to transition its investments to net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2040. DiNapoli says the fund has developed standards to assess companies' transition readiness. Energy companies or others that fail to meet those standards may be sold. While the U.S. is no longer a member of the Paris Climate Accord, this would put it in line with global decarbonization goals. New York's public pension fund, which represents 1 million state and local government employees and retirees, is the third largest in the country. It's already divested from 22 coal companies. Sally Herships, NPR News.
Britain's medical regulator says people with a significant history of allergies should not take the newly approved COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from London. Two healthcare workers in the UK had allergic reactions.
The regulatory agency said people who have allergic reactions to medicines, food, or vaccines in general should steer clear of this one, which the UK began rolling out to thousands of people on Tuesday. Officials said the National Health Service workers who carried adrenaline pens with them are both recovering well. Britain's regulator approved emergency use of the Pfizer vaccine, which, like other COVID vaccines, has been developed in record time because of the urgency of the pandemic. Given the speed, vaccine experts say the government must take even more care to monitor any bad reactions to the vaccine. The UK launched the vaccine in 70 hospitals on Tuesday and plans to expand distribution to 200 family practices next week. Frank Langfitt, NPR News. London.
Separately, Canada is now the third nation after the UK and Bahrain to authorize a Pfizer vaccine for emergency use. The vaccine is expected to be authorized in the U.S. after an FDA advisory panel meets tomorrow. This is NPR. Mississippi parents can sue the state over education disparities, according to a new federal appeals court ruling. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports state officials had tried to stop a lawsuit challenging the way Mississippi funds public schools.
The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals rejected efforts by Mississippi officials, including Republican Governor Tate Reeves, to stop a lawsuit brought by the Southern Poverty Law Center on behalf of low-income black women. They argue the state allows disparities in funding between predominantly black and predominantly white schools. In April, a U.S. district judge had ruled that state officials were immune from being sued, but the appeals court overturned him Monday, ruling that sovereign immunity is not limitless. The lawsuit alleges that black children in Mississippi attend public schools in worse condition with lower academic performance than wealthier schools with mostly white students. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Army General Lloyd Austin is moving one step closer to breaking a barrier in the highest ranks of defense as the first African-American to lead the Pentagon. Today, President-elect Joe Biden is expected to formally announce his intention to nominate Austin to the position of Secretary of Defense. That role has traditionally gone to civilians. However, under the current law, Austin is not eligible because he's been out of the armed forces less than 7 years. Biden's hoping both houses of Congress grant a waiver, but confirmation could prove elusive in a closely divided Senate. And at least two Democrats, Senators Richard Blumenthal and John Tester, say they'd oppose a waiver. The Dow is down 114 points at last check. This is NPR.